Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. As promised, Dusty, we're going to go to the other side of the ball. We're going to talk some defense. And as much as I was picking apart the offense, this is wrong, that's wrong. On the defense, I got nothing. They were just good start to finish.
Yeah, and I think what's going on with this group and how so many different guys have found a way to make an impact somehow or another. You know, they're going to win by getting the quarterback to the ground. They're going to win because their linebackers can run and cover and fill gaps and do all that. They're going to win because, you know, for the most part, Tariq Castro-Fields and Joey Porter Jr. are just very, very difficult to beat on the outside. They've got a really good, experienced nickelback, a slot corner in Daquan Hardy. The two safeties are playing at an extremely high level. They're working some of these young guys in, like especially along the defensive line. Their defensive ends are in better shape than we thought they were going to be. Everybody kind of making a difference. And I could run down all the names and you could be like, okay, I remember a play that he did something pretty special. And I think that's been, you know, kind of the underlying collective strength of this group is, you know, that all these guys are capable of doing something. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier too. Just if you watch them pre-snap and you watch the confidence with which they communicate with each other and you think about, you know, going up the middle, you know, in baseball, you're talking catcher, shortstop, center field, how being strong up the middle can make a difference defensively. That's where Penn State's strengths are going at two senior defensive tackles. You've got a senior inside linebacker in Ellis Brooks. You've got your two senior safeties in Jair Brown and Jaquan Brisker, which I know Jair Brown, you know, really his first extensive playing time. So, but you know, all that makes a difference. And these guys are communicating well. They're in the right spots. Yeah, they don't make every single play. But, you know, this group that we were beating up last year for bad angles and bad tackling and coverage breakdowns, like the glaring ones early against Maryland last year that were embarrassing. You know, it looks like they really went to the drawing board and said, we are not letting that stuff happen again. There's good chemistry there. They're all flying to the football. They're gang tackling. They're doing things in a sure way when it comes to tackling. The guys on the outside, especially Joey Porter Jr., who's emerged, are sticky. So if the quarterback does have time, which isn't usually the case, that I think quarterbacks are trying to get rid of the ball quick against this group. You know, just all the different pieces have come together, and you look at it and say, okay, well, if you take out X, Y, or Z, you can't take out one individual piece or have one individual player or position group struggle, for example, and say it's going to be the downfall of this group. The strength is in the numbers there, and we're seeing it again and again and again. Each and every week, it's the same thing.
You make a good point in your notes, Dusty, where you talk about them being better at every level on defense. You mentioning up the middle, but I'll expand it. It's they're good in the middle, but they're also good wide. And a year ago, you mentioned the Maryland game, and there was a great video that Coach Caduti did from that Maryland game where he analyzed some of the mistakes. And it wasn't one mistake on a play. It was two, three, four mistakes, meaning a receiver gets open, gets the pass. That's one thing. You're going to give up a 10-yard play or a 15-yard play. Don't make it a 50-yard play by having the next level take a bad angle to make the tackle. That doesn't happen with this group. it doesn't happen in with the defensive backs. You think, wow, you know, Tariq Castro, Fields, Joey Porter Jr., you've got two great cover cornerbacks. Yeah, but what about the safeties? Well, they might be almost as good as the cornerbacks in coverage. Well, wait a minute. What about the nickelback? Maybe we could pick on him. Well, don't pick on Daquan Hardy. That doesn't work either. So you asked the question in your notes. I'll ask it to you. Where is the weak link to this defense?
I certainly don't see one. You know, you think about, like, the way Brandon Smith is emerging. You think about what Curtis Jacobs brings to the table. Ellis Brooks is pretty diverse in the way that he can affect the game. The tackles are strong, and they're disruptive, especially P.J. Mustafa. Ebikadi and Luketa are really, really disruptive up front. And you think about what these individual things mean. So you think about Jaquan Brisker being so strong against the run and against the pass, being able to creep up to the line of scrimmage and be a factor in the box or drop into coverage and cover a guy in man coverage. He did that a bunch of times, it seems, against Indiana. The cornerbacks are okay on an island, and Brent Pry is comfortable trusting them on an island. So you think about the number of options that Brent Pry has because of all these things. He can play man coverage and feel comfortable with what his corners are doing. He can get creative with his safeties if he wants to. If he wants to drop 7 or 8 into coverage, there's a pretty good chance that that pass rush is still going to affect the outcome without sending extra bodies. So, like, that's one thing that, to me, all the best defenses can do. Your cornerback can hold up one-on-one. Your pass rush can get there even if you don't send any other extra body. So if you send 3 or 4 and you can affect the quarterback in some way, that makes life just incredibly difficult on that quarterback. So unless you're talking about Joe Burrow or Sean Clifford or quarterbacks who are in that neighborhood of greatness, do you see, I snuck that inside joke in there that time.
Yes, I got it.
Unless you're dealing with the elite of the elite quarterbacks, that is going to be a tough combination for any of them. So the fact that Brent Pry can get that if he wants it, the fact that he can disguise and all his players are so versatile. You talk about Keaton Ellis, you know, another one, that safety corner. Boy, it's a really tough group to beat consistently. And that's why you've seen them. Okay, you can get marched down the field with 5-6 yards at a time. They've been okay giving that up if they need to. But at some point in time, you're going to face the 3rd and 4, and Brent Pry is going to ratchet up the pressure. Or when you think the pressure is coming, he's going to drop guys into coverage. I mean, when it comes to these drive-defining plays, red zone, goal line, third down, whatever, Penn State's been extraordinarily strong in those situations, and I don't think any of that is a fluke.
One last note on the defense I'd like to make is how good they are at tackling. And that has not been the case previously, so that's pretty special. I wanted to bring
cornerbacks up, included, Jim. Cornerbacks included is huge, and that came up in this one too. Joey Porter Jr. making a play on the outside.
He's very good, and those safeties, they're actually very special. You know, we always think of Brisker, but Jair Brown has made some very big tackles. They're all very special, very good at tackling, which sounds pretty straightforward or simplistic. It's not, as we found out the last couple seasons. But there's something else that's going on to get the defense so much better this year than it was previously. And I hadn't thought about this, Dustin, until you brought it up in your notes. And it's some of the developments that have gone on. And I'll just hit the defense. When you think about Jesse Luketa making the move from linebacker to defensive end, I'd say that's a pretty good experiment. When you think about Brisker and Brown, both coming from Lackawanna Junior College, I don't think there were a lot of other teams beating down their doors to bring those guys in. You got them. You bring in an Ibikidi as a transfer from Temple, and I don't think a lot of people expected this out of him. So there's so much of this, and even Tangelo coming from Duke. It was like every transfer, every guy from junior college, every position change. I'll even throw in Daquan Hardy, who was kind of a last-minute recruit that James Franklin saw him in the state playoff game and said, hey, we should probably bring that kid in. A lot of those kind of stories on this defense, not necessarily those 5-star guys.
Yeah, and it's so huge for any program to be able to do this. And I think, you know, as you're naming all these different things, like a lot of the elements have come together this year at the right players at the right time. And the transfer portal helps deliver the right players at the right time. But you still, as a coaching staff, have to identify who these guys are, how or why they can fit. If you have background with them, that certainly helps, like with Derek Tangelo, bringing those guys in. But Jesse Luketa, you know, I was not bullish on Jesse Luketa after last season. But, you know, what they found was, let's find a way to harness like his physical, aggressive, relentless style of play. And if they need him to do linebacker stuff, he's capable of doing linebacker stuff. But I think it was just the recognition of our program is better off with him at defensive end because of needs, because that's where his skill set really seems to be. And he's better off for it too. Brisker and Brown, you know, makes you feel pretty good about bringing Tyrese Mills in the 2022 class. Also, he's not getting a lot of love, but you know what? They found something at Lackawanna College. Apparently they're coaching the hell out of safeties at Lackawanna, but these guys are coming in. They look the part. They're playing smart. They're being developed well. Anthony Poindexter, I mean, we haven't really mentioned his name at all, but like, you got to give him some kudos here too, that he's taken what he's got and he's getting the most out of them. And I do think, you know, speaking of development and think about position changes, I do feel like Keaton Ellis is going to impact a game or two in the second half of this season. He looks the part at safety also, but just a lot of good stuff being done by the coaching staff that needs to be pointed out, that's happening behind the scenes and decisions being made with this roster.
And you mentioned Keaton Ellis. You didn't mention Johnny Dixon, another transfer who's been getting some real playing time. So you have some depth there. And what I also, you mentioned the Lackawanna connection going on there. But I found it also interesting during the broadcast of the game when they were talking Jahan Dotson, they were talking about how KJ Hamler had a relationship with Sean Clifford. And it's like he inherited that. He learned it. We've always talked about the running back legacy, but it can happen in multiple positions.
Yeah, you get a couple smart players. And by the way, we didn't mention this earlier, but Sean Clifford to Jahan Dotson is the most prolific touchdown scoring combination in the history of Penn State football. Think about that for a second. But he was a development victory too, to bring it back around to that conversation.
Exactly. There are so many good stories going on there, but can't say enough good things about the defense. It was pretty special. They're going to have to come up with another special performance next week, and we're going to talk about that in quarter number four, Dusty.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.